Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Don't act like you don't love the song. Don't act like you're not dancing. Hey, quick reminder, by the way.
Goes like this.
I should have pointed this out yesterday. I know a lot of us are stuck at home. You can listen to the show through the radio.com app, which is free, by the way, if you don't have it. Or you can also podcast every single minute of this show at KMBZ.com. I just wanted to get that out of the way. I'll say that a couple times today because I know that listening habits now are a lot different than they have been. And a lot of people are listening online. We've seen the results. And so you can always go to radio.com, get the app, or podcast at KMBZ.com. Good afternoon, everybody. Good to see everybody's face.
Good to see you. I hope you're weather aware today.
Oh, I'm totally weather aware. I know that there are bad things coming.
Yeah, something wicked this way comes. And this is how you know. Nick Bender this morning.
Have you seen his hair, by the way?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's glorious, by the way. It's glorious. We need to name it. But I want to read you the tweet that came from our favorite weather wonky nerd. And that is the fantastic Nick Bender. Okay.
I'm sending Busby a text to have him call us.
I've got to talk to him
about his new hairdo.
For my weather colleagues, pick surroundings near Casey today at 23Z. Eye-catching is the nearly perpendicular 0 to 6 kilometer sheer vector to the low-level boundary. 90-degree critical angle and sufficient SRH for supercells. Longevity minimized by other factors, but a couple of brief tornadoes are possible.
I don't even know what he just said.
I don't either. And it came with something that looks like a Donkey Kong arcade.
Wait, read it again.
From Nick Bender. Pick surroundings near KC today at 23Z.
Peak or pick?
It says pick.
Okay.
It says pick. Eye-catching is the nearly perpendicular 0 to 6 kilometer sheer vector to the low-level boundary. 90-degree critical angle, sufficient SRH for supercells. And then with
what?
It comes a graphic that I swear to you looks like Donkey Kong. Like the old arcade Donkey Kong. You know it's a big weather day.
Victor Vector.
Yes. Bender is throwing out Victor and Vector and Donkey Kong perpendicular shear. I thought, I don't even know what he just said, but I think I need to go to the basement.
I just feel weather unaware when I hear that, because I'm unaware of what you're saying, sir! Good Lord!
I'm telling you, I'm reading that straight from Twitter, and when I saw it, I thought, I don't know that anyone loves the weather as much as Nick Bender loves the weather.
Man, I think this is really getting to him. Because have you seen his hair on TV? You cannot put a beer on that thing anymore. It won't hold it. He's had to go to a more au natural look. And it's just crazy. Sam, if the hotline rings, it's going to be one Nicholas Bender, Victor Vector. Victor Vector?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. You're leaving for Arizona on Saturday?
I am.
You just need to, and you're still going to do the show, we should point out.
Yeah.
But are you just needing, like, a change of location because you're losing your mind?
I just need to get out of this office, Scott.
I hear you, sister.
I need a change of location. I think everybody needs. I was talking to a girlfriend this morning, and she's like, sometimes I just get in my car and drive around.
My mom does that. She puts the 50s on 5, and she just drives around just to get out of the house, you know? And there's nothing wrong with that.
I agree. There's nothing wrong with that. Hey, did you hear one of my favorite stories today? I don't know if we're going to get to it now or bring it up later, but, you know, restaurants are starting to come back, of course. Mm-hmm. And
good. Good for them. I hope they're successful.
Please, if you can get out and you have the means and the comfort level to do so, please support your local restaurants. But they're coming up with creative ways, because I was in an establishment two nights ago, briefly, and I noticed on every other table, they just have a big tape X. Like X marks the spot in a negative way.
You're not allowed to sit at this table? Is that what
it means? You're not allowed to sit there.
Okay.
So restaurants are getting creative with how to present their showroom, if you will. You don't just want a big angry X on every table. So some restaurants are, you know, putting flowers and setting beautiful china so that it looks presentable even though no one is allowed to sit there.
Mm-hmm.
And my favorite story, hands down, of the day is there is a restaurant in Virginia, and it's so creepy and amazing and funny, Scott, that they have decided in the empty tables, they are placing mannequins. Scott, creepy, dressed, plastic, fake humans in the tables pretending like they're dining.
Where does one find a mannequin?
Apparently a business in Virginia found a whole ton of them. It says they are eerily realistic looking dolls, completely outfitted and designed, and servers will be asked to, quote, attend to the mannequins, which may include engaging them in one-sided conversation or pouring them drinks.
Mm. Okay.
I think I would rather just have some flowers on the table. I think it's weird. Don't you think it's weird?
Yes, I think it's weird. Brian Busby says he's going to reach out to Mr. Bender. See if we can get an English translation of whatever the hell he put on Twitter last night. Good Lord, man. Victor Vector. Bender. By the way, and we'll see if we can't get Bender on here in just a moment. But what you brought up is really interesting because, and we'll get to this on the other side. Did you hear what Joe Buck said about how they're going to do NFL broadcasts? Isn't that crazy?
I think that's as creepy as mannequins next to me.
Yeah, it's weird. It is weird. And completely unnecessary.
But they're, you know what? I'll give them this. They are trying to think outside the box in making everyone think, like the mannequins, that we're living in a normal time.
Well, have you seen...
And what's funny about this is we're not living in a normal time.
No, we're not.
So you can stick a mannequin next to me. I'm not going to actually think the restaurant's full. I'm going to be creeped out that there's a waxy weirdo sitting next to me.
Have you seen any of these South Korean baseball games that they're broadcasting on ESPN?
I've heard about them. I have not seen them.
They have cardboard cutout cartoon people in the... I'm not kidding you. I watched a game the other night. And in the stands are cartoon cutout people.
Okay, but tell people what Joe Buck is saying.
Well, we'll do that on the other side.
Because he didn't tell
them what he was saying. Well, I will, but we'll do that because we're up against a break, but I'll do that on the other side. And we're trying to get Nick Bender on the program. I've got to talk to him about his hair. It's magnificent. And that tweet that you sent out, man, does it come with translation?
It's crazy as that damn hair.
Dana Wright, Sam Stevie the Third. I'm Scott Parks on KMBZ.
Don't you forget about me.
That was one of the greatest movies of all time. 1985, Simple Minds. Waiting for Bender. Because I got you for 2 months, Bender.
Your minds. You know, he has no idea what we're saying when we tell him that. None.
You don't think he gets the Breakfast Club reference?
Blank stare. He does not realize he's Bender and Bender is Bender because he's not our age.
How old is he? In his early 30s or something?
He's in the I Miss Breakfast Club camp.
He's older than me, but I've seen that movie I don't know how many times.
Okay.
Well, if we get him on the phone, I'm going to ask him, A, what the blank did your tweet mean? Because it's not in English. How's your hair holding up? And have you ever seen The Breakfast Club?
You asked him once, does everyone always say to you, Bender, he goes, like, you're the only one that's ever said it.
I don't know what you're talking about. It was like deer in the headlights. I'm like, man, what's going on? How does not everyone see Breakfast Club?
I agree.
Story here. If NFL games are played in stadiums without fans, which seems to be the way that they're going, Here We Go and Renegade may not be blasted into Heinz Field in Pittsburgh. But those songs might be pumped into your home on the TV broadcast. According to Fox Sports broadcaster Joe Buck, everybody's favorite here in Kansas City, networks are planning to add crowd noise and virtual fans to empty stadiums to make the TV broadcast experience more normal. In an interview with Andy Cohen on SiriusXM on Wednesday, Buck said that Fox and the other networks are exploring ways to make the viewing experience appear, quote, normal. Quoting here from Buck, there's probably going to be a season in doing games with no fans, which will be difficult. I think Fox and these networks have to put crowd noise under us to make it a normal viewing experience at home. Buck went on to strongly say that the league will add these measures, quote, it's pretty much A done deal.
But here's, I go back to this sentence, okay? They're going to do this, exploring ways to make the viewing experience appear normal, which goes back to the mannequin conversation. Why bend over backwards to try and, I don't know, trick us into thinking we're not living through a pandemic? Mm. Why even try to make anything appear normal? Nothing is freaking normal.
Correct.
So why? What is the point of trying to make us think that, oh, look at all those people at a baseball game? No, nobody's right. going to think that.
Well, when... I have two thoughts on this. When I was watching one of these South Korean baseball games the other night, I mean, it was borderline comical. The cardboard cutout people they had behind home plate. I mean, I was like, honest to God, I couldn't stop staring at them, being the cardboard cutout people, and I wasn't really watching the game. I was like, that is the dumbest damn thing I have ever seen in my life. I'm not stupid. I know that we've got COVID going around. I know you're playing in front of nobody. What's the point? It was almost Charlie Brown-like cutouts. That's how not realistic they looked. It was embarrassing. Here's the other thing. Regarding the piped-in cheering noise. Or whatever noise, yeah. Whatever from the crowd. It reminds me of back in the 80s, and I don't think they do this with comedies anymore. They don't have to, but the laugh track. Yeah. And because they had to remind you, oh, this was funny. You need to laugh too. Now they
with the fake people.
Yeah. They don't do that anymore. Like if you watch Modern Family, I don't think you'll hear a laugh track. or if you watch any other comedy. But, you know, back during the Cosby Show and Cheers for sure, there were laugh tracks. Piped in,
so
phony laughter.
I went on Twitter and I made fun of this last night. I said, this is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. And someone wrote back and said, you know what? I don't think it's as dumb as you think, because if you have no one in the stands and someone, let's say, dives to make an amazing catch over the wall, it will just be silence, which would be weirder than fake oohs and ahs and applause. Which is weirder, Scott? Silence or fake fan noise?
I would think, because when you used to watch like the Cosby Show or Cheers or whatever, you know, you at least had the impression that it was being filmed in front of a live audience. And some of those shows actually were.
Yeah.
And so you could kind of presume, even though it was horrendously fake, that, oh, everybody else is laughing in the audience. Ha ha, that's funny. I may have been born at night, but I wasn't born last night. And so I know that you're not playing in front of anyone. And so when you do the ooh, and then, you know, who's pushing the buttons? And
right, like who's going to be in charge of bringing in the crowd noise?
Yeah, are they going to, like, let's say the Kansas City Chiefs are playing in Tampa Bay, which I believe they will this year. If Patrick Mahomes throws a 50-yard touchdown pass, will there be no applause because he's allegedly playing in front of a hostile crowd, which isn't even there?
It's a hostile crowd of no one, but they're hostile.
Hey, real quick, let me just see if he can hold on, or maybe he wants to call back in. The great Nick Bender, Channel 9 meteorologist. Nick Bender, hello.
Hey, what's up, y'all?
We have got to get an English translation on this tweet that you sent out. Can you hold on? And I want to talk about your hair, which, by the way, has changed dramatically.
Yeah, it has. I can hold on.
Are you sure? You don't have to. Sure. You don't have to run anywhere. The kids are. Everybody's fine. The wife's fine. The kids are fine.
Kids napping and everything. Yep, everything's good.
Okay. All right. Get out your English translation book, because I've got to figure out what in the blank you said in that tweet.
I'll break it down for y'all.
And I want to talk to you about your hair.
Okay.
Because I love.
I can wait.
You know, we kid because we love. We kid because we love.
Oh no! Are we doing this now, or am I waiting?
No, you're going to hold on. We got to do the news.
Okay, I'm going to hold on. Okay, I'm going to wait.
All right, Nick Bender from Channel 9. I don't know if he likes me or not.
I don't think so.
I don't think he likes me very much. We'll get to him in just a moment, right after the news on KMBC. All right, welcome back. Dana Parks on this Thursday afternoon. We'll get a weather update here in just a moment from Nick Bender from Channel 9, meteorologist, good friend of the program. Nick, welcome back, and thank you for your patience. We really do appreciate it more than you know. Hello.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to have Dana read you your tweet.
Okay.
And then you're going to translate it into English.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
You said, for my weather colleagues, pick surroundings near KC today at 23Z. Eye-catching is the nearly perpendicular 0 to 6 kilometer sheer vector to the low-level boundary 90-degree critical angle and sufficient SRH for supercells. Longevity minimized by other factors, but a couple of brief tornadoes possible.
Okay, Victor, what did you just say right there?
I guess the days of sniffing the dirt are over.
What did he say?
Anybody that has watched Twister is going to be laughing.
I thought that while
she was reading the tweet, I was like, what can I say? And I'm like, it's got to be a Twister quote.
Does that mean?
So on Twitter, I have a lot of meteorology friends. Like, Twitter's kind of like where I connect with a lot of other meteorologists across the country, whether they're in the National Weather Service or they're broadcast meteorologists. So we like to kind of talk back and forth and tweet back and forth what we would call like sciencey tweets or geeky tweets about what's going on. So basically that whole thing wraps up into like that last little bit that Dana read. Basically, few tornadoes possible, brief tornadoes possible. Then the rest of it is just mainly for the weather community. But I always have to, you know, keep in mind that that's being consumed by everybody on my Twitter account. Not everybody on my Twitter account is a meteorologist, you know, so some are, you know, don't have that type of, you know, weather knowledge. And, you know, you see KC and you see tornado and, you know, you can kind of run away with it. But I like to use social media kind of like a teaching platform. Like, I had so many great teachers in college, and I was so grateful. I walked into college not knowing anything, but I walked out of it having a little bit of an understanding. So that's the long short of the tweet. I could tell you what it all would mean, but I mean, I don't know how much time we have.
No. You don't have to get into the weeds. But can I ask you a dumb weather question? Because I just don't know.
Yeah,
how do you know on any given weather day that brief tornadoes are possible? Why would they be brief? How do you know that if there are tornadoes, it's just going to be quick touchdown and go versus the monster on the ground for an hour?
So you can kind of, some of it is experience and past setups, you know, yield longer, stronger tornadoes. I mean, the basic ingredients for tornadoes are lift, instability, wind shear, and moisture. And if you have those ingredients in extreme quantities, usually you have an environment that's more favorable for long track supercells and strong to intense tornadoes like we've seen down in Arkansas and Tennessee and Mississippi. You know, whether the shear is extremely high or the instability is extremely high and you have a really strong lifting mechanism like a really sharp warm front or a dry line, you know, you can start to go, okay, you know, based off of what has happened in the past with similar conditions, you know, that has resulted in significant tornadoes, which would be EF2 or stronger. But you always have to be careful. Every event, and this ties into something to this point, every event is different. And I don't necessarily like comparing, say, one forecast event to a historical event. I mean, there's a reason why it was historical. And that can be kind of dangerous from a communication standpoint, you know, referencing a big tornado and saying, hey, the conditions were kind of the same today as what they were back in, you know, 1987 when the big tornado came through or whatever. You got to be careful with that. But that is a great question. And I think it's important. People would want to know, are they going to be brief? Are they going to be stronger? You know, one big takeaway is, well, you know what? If a brief tornado hits your home, it's probably a significant tornado.
Yeah, significant to you.
Right.
Another question, there was an article in the Washington Post, I don't know if you saw it, about tornado season obviously is here, and the chasers. Mm-hmm. We've talked about this before, Nick, the professional companies, and I say professional, some of that in air quotes, that will take tour groups of people out to chase these things. This article suggests that company industry is stronger than ever right now, despite coronavirus, which stunned me because these people are traveling, they're staying in hotels, they're packed in vans together, roaming around looking for these things.
Yeah. I can't speak for them, but I know for myself and the team at, you know, Channel 9, you know, we take this pandemic extremely serious, and it does alter how we cover weather as far as going out and chasing on certain events. You know, because we need to field a 2 or 3 man team, and you know we may not be comfortable or safe doing that. Whereas you know Johnny Rowland, you know, it's just one person kind of up in the sky. So that needs to be taken into account today. You know, that has really changed a lot of how we cover it. Not in the sense of we're not covering any less; we're just covering it a little differently. But we're still able to provide the pictures and the radar and the call to action. But you know, we want to try to keep ourselves safe so we can keep others safe. And you know, I don't know if that's a good call, having people going out in groups and vans and hotels and whatnot. You know, I'm not an epidemiologist or an expert in that, but you know, that's kind of goes against the call to action that we've all been given, right?
Can we talk about your hair?
I'd love to.
Because
let's ride that wave.
Literally.
Turf's up.
You had the greatest head of hair of anybody I've ever seen on Kansas City television. But something has happened. And I'm not saying that your hair is not still magnificent, but it's changed.
Yeah, like a bird nest now, man. I mean, I haven't gotten cut since March, early March. Just been in the same boat with everybody else. It's just, you know, just letting it grow until I can get it cut, which will be next week. And again, that's just one of those very small, insignificant problems that only affects me. You know, it's long enough now that I can see.
It affects all of us.
It affects my ability to forecast the weather the longer my hair gets, yeah.
You know we're just goofing on you.
I love it. I mean, I'm getting it cut short next week. If the stay-at-home orders, you know, allow it, you know, responsibly, safely with masks, I'm getting it cut.
Now the product that you obviously use, where do you get that? Because I need some. Because right
from
now,
my mom.
From your mom?
Yeah, it's genetic.
No, I mean, but you obviously use some sort of product in there. I mean, before this whole thing started, because, I mean, your hair was perfect.
It's I don't really use that much. It's just whatever I get from my hairstylist. It's like I put maybe a dime size worth of this kind of like a cream or something in there, and it just I have really cowlicky wavy hair, so it pretty much.
Nick Bender don't need no product, Scott. You don't need no product.
Nick Bender, I could put a Coke can on top of your head and it would sit there. I mean, and now I can't.
Yeah. Well, you put it on there, you'll probably eat the Coke can.
Hey, before we go to break, what time's this stuff going to hit, if it hits?
This looks like a later kind of day, after 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, kind of after that time. I mean, you can feel it out there, right? I mean, it's kind of soupy.
You can smell it.
Warm. Yeah, it's that warm front's all the way up north of Maryville, so what's been called the warm sector. So this is the area that has those ingredients, that instability, that moisture, a little bit of wind shear, but we need to wait until later this evening for a few of our lifting mechanisms, so to speak, to kind of kick in. So maybe somewhere along the chain there something will bust, which would be great because then we really wouldn't get, you know, rally storms. But going right to things right now is, you know, could be a few severe thunderstorms after 5, 6 o'clock, hail, wind, maybe a few brief tornadoes. So just be ready to take your precautions if they're issued. Most people won't have severe weather tonight, but, you know, some could.
Hey, before we let you go, English is my first language. What are you and the family binging on right now?
We have been really just tearing up the yard. I mean, we only watch TV on like Friday or Saturday, and I usually can't remember what I watch by the time I wake up the next day because I pass out at like 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
Super exciting answer, right? Trying to think, are we watching anything? I don't really know if we're plowing through anything right now. That's weird.
Well, good for you.
Like, we're outside laboring in our yard, and there's plenty to do there.
If your yard looks anything like your hair, you got yard of the month.
Just the front yard looks like the front of my hair. My backyard, nobody gets to see the back of my head. It's kind of messed up. It needs a little bit more work, but it's a labor of love.
You are the absolute best, Nick.
You're a good sport, and we appreciate it.
Hey, I love you guys. Be safe this evening. We'll talk to you later.
All right, brother. We love you too, man. Be well. All right, be safe. That's Nick Bender from Channel 9.
I don't know why he ever calls us back. You are relentless, and I adore him.
I adore him too. I kid because I love.
Hey, I used to claim that I didn't put product in my hair too. It's okay.
Yeah, dime
it's
size
right.
my
We're
ass.
All good.
Dime
We're
size.
All good.
Anywhere from a dime to a quarter.
Yeah,
somewhere.
Put a dime, maybe
Does
a quarter.
Does anyone really
product?
Care about their hair anymore? I am so gray right here. I shaved my legs last night for the first time, and like, it's embarrassing. I don't even want to say.
How long had you gone without shaving your legs?
Let's put it this way: I used Chris's razor, and it was a one and done. He ain't getting it back.
That's gross.
It was bad. I was like, it's time.
Like, when was the last time you shaved your pits?
Oh, God, that's every day.
So you shave your pits every day, but you don't shave your legs every day?
Yeah, ask any woman. You're in the shower, and it's just like, ugh, I just don't know that I have the energy to go down there. I just don't know. And so finally last night, after like 2 weeks, I shaved my legs. I actually looked like one of those girls that you met in Germany, Scott. I really did. It was starting to get like
dark. Putz, like a Putzfrau?
dark, and I don't know what that means, but yes.
Yeah, what? What did you just say?
Putzfrau means like, cleaning lady.
I don't, like, I've just let it go. I don't color the gray anymore. I don't, like, whatever.
Oh, Dana.
Have you seen yourself? Because you ain't winning no people's sexiest man alive right now either.
I am, though.
Wow. Wow.
You make fun of my legs. Your ear hair, I can see through Zoom.
You can't see. I don't have ear hair. That's my hair growing over my ear. It's not ear hair.
I don't know. The whole...
Ask Sam. I showed him how far the hair has grown over my ears today.
Yeah, your ear hairs are getting pretty long.
No, it's not ear hair. It's hair that grows over my ear.
Yeah, ear hair.
Well, at least on my legs, I don't look like a man.
I hope you do. Actually.
That came out wrong.
I actually don't think you do, too. Okay.
576-7798. Our thanks to Nick Bender. He's a good sport. He's super fun. From Channel 9 on KMVZ.
My daddy spent his life looking up at the sky. He cussed, kicked the dust, saying, son, it's way too dry. The clouds up in the city, the weatherman complains. But where I come from, rain is a good thing. Rain makes corn, corn makes whiskey, whiskey makes my baby.
Welcome back.
Feel a little frisky.
Again, thanks to Nick Bender from Channel 9. He's a good sport. And you guys made me so self-conscious about the way I look. I went and just trimmed my beard when we were in the commercial break.
Just throw a ball cap on. No, I'm honestly, Scott, no one cares anymore.
No, I've given up. I've totally given up.
Do you want to hear something weird that happened to me last night real quick? And I'm curious if you guys have had this happen. I follow a couple of like women's groups on Twitter, and I got a direct message that said, how are you doing? And I clicked on it, and you could pick great, okay, or not okay. So I'm like, this is weird. So I clicked okay. And
which
then
is
like
a, that's a lie, but okay.
A virtual person, though, Scott, then starts conversing with you, which is a little creepy. And it says, I'm glad to hear that. Do you have friends and family you can lean on during this time? And I'm like, yes.
More than I want.
Then it said, great. It, you know, studies show that you need to surround yourself with people who love you right now. And then it like asked a series of questions. And I wondered, what would it do if you answered not doing good? I have no one. I'm not, you know, if you went down that road, what mm-hmm. would this bot do with your information? It was really interesting.
Why did you even click on it?
Well, because I was curious. I'm like, what is this website asking me this stuff for? But it was in a direct message. I don't know if any of you have had it happen. But it's very, the algorithm is very good.
Hmm.
It was kind of cool. I was like, look, I have a new virtual friend.
Yeah, direct message from whom?
I don't know.
It sounds like you may have just clicked on a link that you shouldn't have.
They were happy that I was okay. And I'm like, great.
Yeah, they're also happy to take all your personal information.
That's what they're really happy about.
They're like, so glad you're doing well. What's your credit card number?
No, they got that on their own while you were taking the quiz. You didn't have to give it to them.
You didn't have to ask.
That's how these things work.
I thought they cared about me.
No, they don't care about you.
Oh.
They just wanted your credit card information, Dana. They got into your computer. You let them into the computer? Yes, you did.
you
let them
the
into
link.
Your computer and boom. Oh, there we go. Hmm. If anybody asked me on Facebook, who was a bot, how am I doing? I can't even begin to tell you how many F words I would put in my response.
Well, then that would launch a response like, wow, it seems like you are mentally unstable. May we suggest some place you could go get help?
Meet me at my house. Let's go.
Which, speaking of mentally unstable, did you see the brawl that broke out Red Lobster?
Hang on. We don't have enough time for this before the top of the hour, so we're going to have to do it after the top of the hour.
Over the wait line on Mother's Day.
Mm-hmm. Sam, just have the audio ready to go. We're going to get to that after the top of the hour.
Have you had their cheddar biscuits?
Not only have I had their cheddar biscuits, you know they sell the cheddar biscuits in boxes at the grocery store.
The mix. Oh, yeah.
Is it good?
If you do it right.
If you do it right, it's close enough to be dangerous. Yeah.
I feel like if I was going to get into a brawl, the cheddar biscuit is a worthy reason to take a swing at someone. On Mother's Day.
Why are you going into a restaurant on Mother's Day to begin with? Did you see the Wisconsin Supreme Court yesterday struck down as unconstitutional the governor's stay-at-home order? Yeah. And everybody and their mother went out to the bars last night.
Yeah, 5-4.
I mean, listen, I know you think I'm crazy and because I take this seriously, but I've got kids, as you do as well, but I also am dating someone who works in the medical field. I'm not going to say what she does because you're going to make fun of me. And so I'm just trying to keep everybody around me safe. I'm not so worried about myself, but everybody around me.
The court basically said, because I've read this, that the order was not done correctly. It's not that the order in and of itself is bad. It was the way they, almost like a red tape thing, Scott, the way they coded the order. People said, hey, let's go out.
Screw it. And they all went out. Nobody was wearing a mask. Of course, you can't drink a beer with a mask on. I get it. Who predicted that this was the time America was going to just say, screw it? That was me. But I hope and I pray that in a lot of those beer glasses last night was not a load of COVID-19. But I can't help but think that it was. And it's just going to make the situation worse. Whatever. Not my problem. Not my journey. Not my fight. 576-7798. 576-7798.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.